Support for this public radio podcast is provided by Cleveland Clinic, expanding globally and committed every day to providing innovative treatments and hope to patients worldwide. Online at clevelandclinic.org. And by Constellation Energy, a global provider of fuels, power, and energy services, committed to environmentally sound, energy-efficient, and sustainable energy solutions. Constellation Energy, the way energy works.
Up and back down again.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The market's response to the Federal Reserve's interest rate cut was immediate and strong. Wall Street had one of its best days in 5 years. But already this morning, stocks are back down in Europe, led by bank shares. Despite the Fed's 0.75% rate cut, banks are still nervous about lending to each other and about liquidity. Here's yesterday's tally from Wall Street. The Dow gained a whopping 420 points, 3.5% to 12,392. The NASDAQ added 4%, 91 points to 2268. The S&P 500 climbed 4% as well, 54 points to 1330. In Asia today, stocks added 2.5%. Shares of investment bank Bear Stearns have actually shot up in the last couple days. The stock is still only worth $6, but the J.P. Morgan deal is for $2. There are rumblings that some Bear stockholders really don't like the deal and want another bidder or a better offer from J.P. One British investor in particular is getting a lot of attention. We're joined now by our man in London, Stephen Beard. Stephen, who's this investor?
Joe Lewis, nicknamed The Boxer for obvious reasons. He's a British-born but Bahamas-based billionaire. He's thought to own about 9% of Bear Stearns stock, and he's now thought to be sitting on a huge paper loss, perhaps as much as $1 billion. And he is obviously very unhappy about the J.P. Morgan rescue package, and he's reported to be trying to persuade other shareholders to oppose that deal.
How much power does Joe Lewis and these other shareholders have?
Well, they have the ability to vote against the deal. But then if the Fed says, oh, all right, then we're not going to support this deal, then they'd get nothing for their shares. The bank would collapse.
But how realistic is it that another bank will come in with a better offer or that J.P. Morgan will sweeten its bid?
Well, the Fed holds all the cards here, because if the Fed withdraws its offer of a $30 billion line of refinancing for Bear Stearns' more difficult assets, then all deals are off. And it does look as if the Fed has been working very closely with J.P. Morgan over this deal. J.P. Morgan apparently says it's not going to improve its offer, and it does seem unlikely that any other investment banks will be stepping up to the plate.
All right, Stephen Beard in London, thanks.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association, working to help reduce greenhouse gases with 10 billion transit trips per year at publictransportation.org. By Medtronic, recruiting runners who benefit from medical technology to run in Medtronic Twin Cities Marathon events. More at medtronic.com/globalheroes. And by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way.
Whether you call it a bailout or not, the Fed is aggressively intervening in Wall Street's business, backing the Bear Stearns deal, assuming bad loans, slashing interest rates. Commentator Robert Reich has no problem with the Fed stepping in as long as it demands something in return.
Speculative bubbles have to burst one way or another. The Fed bailing out the big banks is like someone with a helium tank blowing more air into a leaky balloon. It only postpones the inevitable, which is the balloon will deflate and float back to Earth. How did we get here in the first place? Back in 2003, the Fed cut interest rates to 1% and made money so cheap, lenders were pushing out the door to anyone who could stand up straight. And until this speculative bubble finally and fully bursts, we won't be out of this mess. But for this to happen, Wall Street will have to face its real losses and write off another $100 billion or so. And homeowners across America will have to face their losses and watch the value of their homes drop another 10%, about where they were before the bubble. The danger is the burst comes so fast and furiously, everyone runs for the hills and takes their money with them, meaning runs on banks, massive housing foreclosures, and runs on the dollar. Fed bailouts can reduce these panics, one reason why the Fed was set up in the first place. But the Fed should demand from Wall Street banks two things in return. First, they become more transparent, pricing assets at their real market values and not hiding bad loans off their books. Nobody's going to trust Wall Street banks until they're squeaky clean. And secondly, that the big banks set up a lending window that temporarily subsidizes delinquent home mortgages, at least until mortgage rates drop to just above the federal funds rate. In other words, the goal shouldn't be to prevent or postpone the burst, but avoid overreactions in financial markets and excessive harm to individuals. And if the Fed is going to bail out the big banks, it's only fair that the big banks clean up their acts and also pay part of the damage their lax standards have caused.
Robert Reich was Labor Secretary under President Clinton. His latest book is called Super Capitalism. You can share your thoughts at marketplace.org. To find out what some people think about what's happened recently, we hit the street. More specifically, Wall Street.
Ed, I'm an investor. The country has just not eaten its vegetables in a very long time, and it's time we sat down and ate our vegetables instead of just passing out free money and lowering interest rates and manipulating the thing around. We just need to be a lot more disciplined because we are in a mess and heading for deep, deep doo-doo.
Eric McNamee, stockbroker. I work right down the street, 44 Wall Street. The market's cheap right now. This is the time when you buy. Everybody's got to have a positive attitude about this. I always see people walking down the street all glum-faced. Oh, the market's down, the market's down. Who cares? It's a volatile market. Everybody can still make plenty of money.
Anna Krakus. I'm a student at NYU. I'm from Sweden, and the dollar is just so low right now. So, well, since I get paid in U.S. dollars, I'm pretty broke. Whereas my friend who's visiting from Sweden is, you know, rich because the dollar is really low.
Some thoughts from Wall Street yesterday. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.